This recording, Costa Rica 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily in an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter for the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, after finishing my master's, I would like to do a PhD, also in music theory. I'm currently applying to a couple of universities. And when I'm done with that, I need to go back to Costa Rica, actually, because I have a contract with the university there. They are paying for part of my education here, so I need to go back and repay that by. But I do want to return there eventually. What I love the most about Costa Rica is the people. But I would say if you want to go there as a tourist, I would recommend the city is terrible. The city is the worst, but the beaches are beautiful and the national parks are the best in the mountains. Well, the city, well, it's a mess. It's dirty and it's crowded. It's not very interesting in terms of culture and things like that. And some parts are not really safe. So if you are there as a tourist, it's not the best place to be, I would say. Yeah, some people like to check out the museums, but you can do that in 2 days. And after that, it's best if you spend your time in, you know, national parks or the beaches and those places. There's a lot of tourists. I don't know if overrun would be the word I would use, but yeah, there are a lot of tourists, which is actually good for the time being. It's a good source of income for the country. And I've met very nice people that way. When every time I travel, I usually meet other tourists from all over the world. I met some cool people from the United States, also Canadians and Europeans. They think it's going to be... The thing is, they can just rent a car and they can manage. But the roads are terrible. They are a mess. And even with a GPS, it's very tricky. My professor, who's from Northern Ireland, he went to Costa Rica a couple of times, and he says he would never dare to drive there. Never. Because people are crazy.